Hello, everybody. Welcome to your literal favorite resurfaced podcast discussing FGC news. This is FGCast, and I am one of your two hosts, the Purple Sharpie. The other host is here today for the very first time, Saki Sakura. How you doing, Saki?
I'm doing really awesome. Thank you so much for the invite, and hello, everyone.
Hey, how you doing, world? You guys may be wondering, hey, why the heck is Saki Sakura here? Didn't we used to have another host by the name of Yahozi, otherwise known as Don? Well, you guys, we have a very special news broadcast for you. Let's go ahead and run the tape. Let's go ahead and run the tape. Run the tape. Put the tape on.
Hello, I'm Yahozi. So real quick, you may have noticed that me and Sharpie haven't made any podcasts in a minute. That's for good reason, and that's because I am leaving the podcast. This is just a goodbye to everyone who listened. Sharpie, obviously, as the primary host, is doing an amazing job. I love Sharpie to death. Sharpie, that's to you specifically. Really, the main reason why I'm leaving, and honestly, the only reason why I'm leaving is time. I have a dog. I have a wife. I work on the newly announced 2XKO. So glad I could say that name and not freak out, which I'll get into later. So I'm working on 2XKO from about 10 to 7 every weekday. And we record this usually on a Friday. And when not, it's on like a Sunday. And then it's hard to schedule things because I spend 8 to 10 with my dog or getting ready in the morning. 10 to 7 working on the game. I get off at 7. I play with the dog for 15 minutes. That whole time I'm playing with the dog. I cook dinner. We eat dinner. It's 8:30 in Sharpie's time. That's like 11:30. After doing that 5 days in a row, the time I have is pretty precious, and the time I have with my wife is pretty precious. So being able to like dedicate 2 to 3 hours on a Sunday in the middle of the day to record was just really tough for me. And it was beginning, not necessarily to impact my relationship, but it was beginning to be really hard to schedule things around, because that basically gives me Saturday. So real quick, I'm just announcing that, like, hey, I can't do this anymore just because of time. The other side is working on 2XKO and doing a podcast at the same time is extraordinarily difficult. There's a line you have to blur between like being someone who speaks about the game and being someone who works on the game, right? It's really hard to discuss news about 2XKO when you work on the game. And it's possible, but you need pretty strict creative control. And in a podcast environment, it doesn't really work, right? I can't just erase things that I said very easily, or like dancing on tippy toes when discussing 2XKO is really tough. So basically where I'm at is like, if I wanted to make content, I would need to do it at midnight by myself after my wife has gone to sleep and my dog is in bed for the night, which is not conducive to a podcast when Sharpie is on the East Coast. So yeah, I'm passing the FGCast, the FGC cast on. I believe Saki Sakura is taking over. So Saki is amazing. We have played many a casuals. Well, not many a casuals, but we've played casuals in sweaty rooms at in Strive. She's a great representative for the community, honestly, and her and Sharpie are going to do great things. So if you want to follow me, I'm on Blue Sky. I'm unfortunately on Twitter, but I am there also. Just at Yahozi, at Yahozi FGC, you'll find me. So with that, I wish you all adieu. I hope you all have a good one, and much love. Peace out.
So yeah, everybody, just want to say thank you so much to Saki Sakura for being on the cast as long as she was. Like, Dawn is fantastic. I absolutely loved working with her. Like, a big reason why I felt comfortable running this podcast was because her knowledge inside of the fighting game realm and her ability to shitpost and make me smile is literally par none. I think she's a very talented woman. I really, really cannot understate enough how much, like, she makes me laugh and how funny and hilarious she is. And she's genuinely an inspiration, I think, to women everywhere. She doesn't put anyone on a pedestal, and she was always very real about everything. When she had hot takes, they weren't really hot takes, they were just her opinions. But whenever she disliked something, she wasn't afraid to say that. And I really admire that about her. So I just want to say Don, thank you so much for being on FGC Cast. Thanks for creating this with me. Yeah, thanks for being so kind and saying goodbye to all of our listeners. Saki, truthfully, you have some huge shoes to fill, and I don't take that lightly, but hey, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do. We'll have to hear about it.
Tears a little bit, because that was a beautiful goodbye there from Yohozi. But as for me, I am a evil commentator. I stream on TikTok and Twitch. I love fighting games, specifically anime fighters. I started off in Mortal Kombat and found out that Guilty Gear had my husbando Anji, and that's where everything kind of went down for anime fighting games in general. And now I'm actually playing Guilty Gear, Granblue, Undernight, Melty Blood, you name it, I'm probably playing it as long as it's anime. And of course, the new Mortal Kombat as well.
New Mortal Kombat's actually really good, but that's not what we're here to discuss today, Saki. We are here to talk about some of the hypest news to have hit literally this side of the literal continental United States. And that news is none other than Project L has officially become 2XKO. This news is not necessarily new news. It actually happened at this point now 2 weeks ago, where we actually had, I believe it was Tom Cannon, officially announced to us the new name is 2XKO. We even got a brand new look at actual gameplay with Allawi. We were told the kind of thesis behind the name in terms of tweets as well. And even more importantly, we also got a chance to see that there's a brand new playtest currently inside of the works right now. Now, Saki, I gotta ask, as someone who is also inside the FGC community and has been super duper excited for everything Project L 2XKO, what are your thoughts on the announcement of, firstly, the brand new name?
So it definitely feels like we're getting closer to the finish line. Seeing the name finally like appear and say, hey, we're no longer calling this Project L. We're finally out of that phase. And this is the name 2XKO. It's like saying it three times and it appears, you know? And that's where I feel like we are getting closer to that release date. We're getting closer to being able to finally play it and actually experience what I feel is going to be probably one of the best fighting games since Guilty Gear Strive's launch.
That's very true. I actually super duper agree with that synopsis of the launch title being like huge inside of the FGC in terms of not just, I want to clarify here, because I think I understood what you meant by saying like it's as big, it's going to be, it's not going to have been as huge of an impact inside the FGC since Guilty Gear launched, which for those of you who may not know, like what you're talking about is not just like in terms of popularity of the game and general reception, you're talking about accessibility, you're talking about people entering the game at locals, you're talking about people consuming content around the game. I'm assuming, is that what you meant
absolutely
by that statement?
I want to actually even go further and say that this was the start for Guilty Gear Strive to come out and be released to the community. This was the start of what I want to say is the fighting game renaissance. Like, Guilty Gear Strive said, hey, we need to survive as a community during an online-only era, and the only way to do that is if you have great netcode, if you have great accessibility, if you have great content like story and other side content as well, and then more than anything, just being able to pick up that game and feel like you can actually hop in and play. And this is where we see all of these other games come out. Like, we see King of Fighters, we see Mortal Kombat 1 coming out with their game. We see Tekken 8 as well, Street Fighter 6, Granblue as well. All of these games, they have their momentum launched by Guilty Gear Strive. And then with 2XKO, it's the second, like, I feel like impact, but this is where I feel like will be the bridge, that bridge that we've always been looking for in the fighting game community between the people who love fighting games and know how difficult it can be to play these games and people who are just loving games in general. Like, if you look at how projects like League of Legends and Valorant, you don't have to be a god or really, really good at these games to enjoy them. And I think 2XKO is going to do that.
Speaking of, like, you know, having to be a god and being needing to be the best in the world in order to compete inside of something, I actually want to talk about one of the cool things that Riot did for the fighting game community on the launch of this title. A bunch of people, yourself, I believe, included, actually received coins from the Riot Project L team themselves as a thank you for kind of working to make sure that this game has been able to, like, exist. You know, I would say that I received a coin as well, or I was supposed to receive a coin, but there was a shipping issue, and I'm currently working right now with my contact to hopefully get it resolved. If it doesn't get resolved, I still appreciate the attempt. It's my own fault, or I should say it's actually FedEx's fault because they didn't deliver it to the correct house, but it's the way it goes. How did you feel about your present from the Project L developers?
I think it was such a great token, and no pun intended, right? But it was such a great token of, like, hey, we hear you, we are listening, and we acknowledge you, right? And I think that that's something that when we were talking about the early stages back when the project was known as Project L, right? The word Riot entering the FGC sparked so much debate. It was like this, like, hey, we're entering the scene. You know, everybody knows that esports literally was started with how League of Legends takes their tours and how much money gets invested in competition. Like, there's so much of that happening, or rather that talk that was happening at the early stages, that it was almost a little bit fearful, especially on the side of grassroots, where a lot of the FGC does live off of. And being able to just hear and see, hey, we're not trying to ruin what you have going on here. We're actually trying to just help you keep it going and do it better. And I think that so few developers actually get that chance to talk to the grassroots in that manner and actually feel and actually help us feel like we're acknowledged at the end of the day. So that's where I feel like seeing these tokens and being able to have conversations with these devs is just, it means so much to me as both a tournament organizer and as someone that has grown with the FGC because of its grassroots quality.
Now, I want to go ahead and just briefly discuss actually the note that we received from them, because this specific note was actually very, very heartfelt. I'm going to go ahead and just read it really quickly on stream. And then I want, I know you already gave your thoughts on, like, you know, how you felt that this was actually pushing everything forward. So I have the FGC. What I would love to hear after this is specifically the question of, where does Project L go for here with their developer cycle? But I'll start, obviously, just by reading the actual note that they received, which was thus, I'm actually grabbing this from your Twitter, says, after years of development, Project L is finally ready to leave its code name behind and enter a new era of progress as 2XKO. While our team is still hard at work, we wanted to take a moment to celebrate this milestone and say thank you to all the players who helped us reach it. So here's to you. Whether you participated in playtests, met us in person at events, or shared your thoughts with us online, you have played an integral part in making 2XKO and its community the best they can be. Thank you for all your time, energy, feedback, and excitement, without which this game would not be possible. We can't wait to show you everything else we have in store and all the hard-won victories yet to come. Until then, the fight continues. From your friends at Riot Games. Now, like I said, I actually received this picture from your specific Twitter account, just because, unfortunately, my package did not arrive inside of the mail. But I want to ask, because they did actually talk about this inside of the development aspect of it, but do you think that the dev cycle that they stated previously inside the video, where we got the time period of we're looking at a possible playtest early 2025 with no release schedule yet. They've not given us a release schedule, but they said we may get a playtest in 2025. What does that, what are you thinking here? And I'd love to hear from you and then get into my thoughts, just as someone who works very close with indie games and has dealt with production cycles that are a little bit under fire.
So,
you know?
Originally I thought that they were quite literal on the 2025 goal when it came to the actual playtest, and I feel like it was done with the intent of like, hey, we're really trying not to promise you something and then push it back later. But I think what really set the stone into what comes next is the fact that they allowed signups for playtesting immediately after that video went live. That says a lot, because that means that within probably the next couple of months, that those names that are on that list can either equal to an in-person playtest, an online playtest, or in just general, just more information from the developers. And I will tell you, one thing that we as gamers love is communication. And I think the fact that we already got this opportunity to sign up, and if you haven't done so, again, the video showed it, make sure to do so ASAP. The fact that we are able to actually just get that sign up going means so, so much, because it's, again, it's getting closer. We all keep talking about like, hey, you know, it's coming. But now we got the name change. That's huge, because that means that any initial thoughts of, or rather any initial steps of the game has already passed that goal. They have the plan. Now it's starting to get the actual plans into full on creation. And with some of the playtests that we got from last year's Evo, it means that now they're focused on developing the rest of the game. So characters, servers, the nuances, like UI menus, cleaning those up, who knows, even like tutorials even as well. Like, they're starting to get into finalizing those aspects and bringing them to life.
Now, here's what I'll say as someone who's worked with a lot of indie devs, is that typically in my experience, the point in time when you're ready for a playtest is exactly what you said. We've cleaned up the UI. We're ready to go ahead and test the servers. My only concern right now, firstly, is that they put the playtest at 2025, which basically means that not only is that going to be a smaller playtest, like I'm talking like maybe 100, possibly 200 people inside of that. Like, that's a relatively small playtest, because that server load isn't as anything as crazy as like 3,000, 4,000 people when you do a public playtest or something, you know? Like, a closed beta where you have 150 people is nothing compared to the server load you're going to get with like 1,000 people. The reason I'm a little bit concerned is because, firstly, the Alawi gameplay that they showed off, while it was very, 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 very well done, the fact that, and in addition to the fact that we are currently just now starting 2024, it tells me that the polish on the game isn't quite done yet. If it was, I think we would have gotten this announcement in June or in like August.
I want to add to your point real quick. You are absolutely correct in that concern, because notice how we've all been told and we've all seen a little bit of gameplay that Echo and Jinx are on the roster. But the ones they actually showcase, and the ones that actually got onto Twitter and were given descriptions by the official 2XKO account, have only been Ari, Yasuo, I forgot the tank name, so we're going to call him Darius. Thank you.
Yeah, Darius.
And then there was one more, I believe it was Echo, if I'm not mistaken.
Jinx, Echo, Ari, and Darius, and Yasuo.
Actually, no, so my apologies. So in the actual account, it's only been three of those names. So it has been, or rather four, yeah. So Echo, Ari, Darius, and Yasuo. Those have been the only four characters that actually got a post-release tweet after this video showed. So what that tells me is that Jinx is still being worked on and she was not ready. And like you mentioned, Alawi, again, looked pretty clean on the video, but there's probably still a lot more they're working on her for.
100%. And in my experience working inside of game design, like, you don't want to show off buggy characters, especially if you know that there are certain like UI issues with it. A case in point, during the development cycle for Jinx, the developer who actually was working on Jinx inside of League of Legends actually stated that there was an issue with Jinx's traps inside of the game after they announced Jinx, and it was like a really big bug that they had issues dealing with, but they still had to showcase her, and everyone knew that traps were happening, and but like inside of the video there were like issues I think with it, so they had to record it at a very specific matchup in order to show off like how Jinx operated and how Jinx worked and all these other things. And they had to change a bunch of stuff behind the scenes. I don't remember exactly what they had to change, but I was like, okay, so Riot, this has happened before, and now it's more of like, is this also going to happen with the fighting game, you know? But just Alawi gameplay looks amazing. I've already said this publicly. My reaction to Alawi is currently up on my TikTok account and my YouTube. If you haven't seen it, just know I am definitely going to be an Alawi main, hence why my current character right now is wearing Alawi gear. I will be playing Alawi in Project L. Like, there's no questions behind that. Do you know who you're going to be playing as I should say 2XKO?
Oh, absolutely, Saki? Sharpie. I am going to give you one hint. It's pretty toxic.
Are you a Yasuo yes. player? Did I bring a Yasuo player onto my podcast?
I'm sorry. And an Ahri player, but Ahri will be...
You didn't tell me any of this when I hired you to work on this podcast.
It was not part of the application, Sharpie.
That's crazy.
You said, are you interested in playing 2XKO? And I was like, yes, I want to commentate it.
We could have had Justin Wong here. We could have had Persia.
Justin would play Yasuo. Let's be honest here. Justin would have won.
Justin's definitely going like to be
1,000%. That's going to be a broken character day one. Listen, I'm done playing low tier characters, Sharpie. It is.
Respectfully, I get it. Respectfully, I understand. Respectfully, go off. Go into your villain arc, yes. Saki.
Yes, I approve. But truthfully, once again, like going back to your point, you know, those are the next steps that I feel like we are going to be seeing from them. I know, again, when it comes to just the characters themselves, you also have to remember, too, there's a couple of things to remember here, actually. The first one is you're taking these characters that have so much in League of Legends, and you have to translate that into a fighting game. That means that mm-hmm. those characters, like for example, when we look at Alawi, we know her kit involves her tentacles, or rather her squid gods and the tentacles. And then on top of that, having that like tankiness to actually absorb hits while also doing amazing setups with that. You have to translate all of that into a fighting game without destroying the character, right? Because these characters, especially because they're coming from another IP that's in the same world, you can't just introduce the character and be like, yeah, this character plays now like this, right? And that's something that has been consistent in all of the Riot IPs when you go into like TFT and when you go into the Legends of Runeterra, like all of that has to coexist because this is the IP, this is already set up to characters. And then the second thing is, again, this game is meant to be a 2v2, not just you unlocking two characters and being able to play those two characters, but for your partner to be able to play those two characters. And what adds to that is you have two human beings that are going to probably play in two different ways, and they're not going to be the same. And you have to be able to translate that properly into characters like 2XKO has.
I completely agree. I think amazing, fantastic synopsis by you there, Saki Sakura, and you're really just proving why you can't trust Yasuo players. Y'all are a little bit too analytical for me. I don't like it. Not a big fan. But on that note, I do just have to say, Saki, welcome to FGC Cast. It's been fantastic having you here, and truthfully, dear listener, we have come to the end of this cast. I want to thank all of you for sticking around right now as we start our second season of FGC Cast. I'm actually really, really excited about it, to be honest with you, mostly because it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, we finish season one, we have a really awesome, we kind of come back and relaunch, we kind of soft launch season two, and then in the middle of season two of our podcast, we lose one of our hosts, and then we get a replacement host, and she's awesome, and I'm really excited for the future here. Saki, where can people find more of you when you're not here on the cast, by the way?
You can find me in the same name on different places Saki Sakura TV, S-A-K-I, S-A-K-U-R-A, and then T as in Tom, and V as in Victor. You can find me on TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, and on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you so much again for listening to another episode of FGC Cast, otherwise known as FG Cast. We actually have a website now where you can stay up to date with all of the latest episodes, memes, and news. That is going to be www.fgcast.com. Or if you are a stickler for rules, you can go to FGC Cast, otherwise known as FGCCAST.com, and it'll also take you to that exact same website. You can find our podcast wherever you listen to all of your favorite podcasts. And as always, gamers, we'll see you offline.